It's now after 3 o'clock. It's a Friday, July 19th, or July, is it 19? No, 15th. I'm all messed up today. I know this. It's warm out there. 84, time now for the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid does. Well, here we go. Florida. You knew it was going to be a Florida story, didn't you? Right off the bat. A pastor in Florida sentenced to 45 days in jail on Tuesday, but he will be allowed to come out on the weekends so he can go to his church where he preaches. Seems last September, Pastor John Edwards pulled over by a police officer right in front of his mom's house. Edwards got out of the car after being asked to, but he didn't follow directions and was very belligerent, according to the arrest report. Female officer finally could not control him, took out her taser and stunned him. Not once, but twice. What do you think happened next? That's right. Edwards got really mad, grabbed the stun gun, and stunned the cop a couple times. How do you like that? Not too good. Found guilty of battery on a law enforcement officer for the incident. Now, apparently, about 10 years ago, he was, well, arrested for the same thing. But it never stuck. His mom says he's not a violent person. And she's glad he gets to come out on the weekends and preach. Even his wife said, "My husband is not an abuser. We've been married 30 years and he doesn't hit me." Well, there's proof in the pudding right there. Case closed. The FBI arrested a Southwest Airlines passenger for throwing peanuts and pretzels at a flight attendant after being told he could not smoke an electronic cigarette on the flight. Pogos Paul Silfano, 42, I'm pretty sure that's his name, charged with interfering with a flight crew. He was on a flight from Los Angeles to Salt Lake. Flight attendant told him, the electronic cigarette things were prohibited. He didn't like that too much. So he tried to smoke it again. Flight attendant told him to put it out again. Threw peanuts and pretzels at her. Then he stood up and refused to sit down even after they landed. That's just dumb, because you know what? When he got off the plane, guess what? That's right. FBI was waiting for him. Now he's just arrested. Finally, police in Texas say they're searching for a ninja. That's right, a ninja. Spotted wandering through a yard with a sword late last night. Alan Turnelli and his daughter and her husband were awakened by the sound of dogs barking at about 3 a.m. They saw a man in a ninja costume standing in the front yard. Son-in-law went outside, but the ninja fled, vanished without a trace. Yeah. Doesn't know if the guy's a little wacky or he just really thinks he's a ninja, but I don't think he's a real ninja. How could they see him if he was a real ninja? I don't think ninjas just stand in the front yard and wait for you. Ooh, barking dog. Bad ninja. There's your Gump File. 20 minutes now. After 3, it's a Friday. Chuck Hall, K-O-R-D.